Blog Talk Radio.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like me do. There is power in your name. Deeper that there is no way through. Deeper the tide of rage. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name.
Power in your name.
Power in your name.
Thank you.
Because you said it. You said it, Father. You have to believe, brothers and sisters, and you got to believe for the impossible. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula from California, should be so kind to give us a word of prayer this morning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. How everybody doing, praise?
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you and praise you for another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We know we can't do nothing without you, God, for all that we are is in you, Christ. Oh, we got to be in you. We got to live in you, walk in you, talk in you, live in you. Anoint our eyes so that we can see, our ears so that we can hear. Anoint our lips, hallelujah, so that we can share the goodness of the Lord to someone else, God. Use our bodies as a living sacrifice. Help us to be obedient and line our will up according to your plan and your purpose for our life. Rain your glory, your presence down on us, God. Touch us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet in the name of Jesus. Help us to be in the world but not of it, God. Help us to be in the spirit and not in the flesh. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to trust, rely, and depend on you, God. Help us to bring every situation, every circumstance, every complaint to you, God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the answer. You're the answer to every situation. You're the solution and the only solution, God. So help us to bring everything to you, Father. We pray, God, that you bless us and these bodies, God. Anoint these bodies in the name of Jesus with whole health. We plead the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Blood clean us up, hallelujah. Every cell, tissue, organ, gland, muscle, God. Every part of this physical realm, make it obey the spirit in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that we will be of whole health and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. As we get older, we get better, hallelujah. We mount up wings as eagles. We be renewed in your strength, God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you, Lord, hallelujah. We trust your word. We standing on your word. We won't be moved. We shall not move to the left or to the right, but we'll keep our eyes on the cross in the name of Jesus. We pray for power, God. Hallelujah. Supernatural power. When your presence show up, God, power come in the name of Jesus. You said if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So we move mountains of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. It's illegal to come near our body. Hallelujah. It can't touch us in the name of Jesus. Rise up a higher standard against it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we trust you. Hallelujah. We trust you, God. We depend and rely on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us whole, healthy, healed. Keep us, God. Keep us under your wing. Hallelujah. Keep your hand on us. Make us better, newer. Hallelujah. Let our former days be greater than our past, God. In the name of Jesus, let us get better and better and better in you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, live innocent through us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, work miracles, God. Show up and show out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursia, for that heartfelt prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what God sees.
Yes.
And listen, brothers and sisters, it is so important that we understand. I mean, too long have we lived by what we see. Let's start living by how God sees things. See, you're on God's level. I don't know if anybody told you this lately, but you're in God's class. You're in God's class.
Thank you.
I don't care what some dipstick preacher telling you. You're in God's class because you've been made out of his image and after his likeness. Listen to me, dear heart. The Bible said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You're in God's class.
Yes.
He's giving you everything. Matter of fact, Ephesians 2 and 10 tell us that's how we was created in his class. Okay? You have to accept this. That's why it's so important to live by faith. Okay? We're living by faith. And today we're going to deal with maybe the forces of faith. There's a law. There's a law that governs us, and it's called the law of faith. That's what has to govern us. That's what we have to live by. Yesterday, we left off at 2 Corinthians 5:7. May I ask Pastor Shea read that out the Messenger Bible, and then we're going to read Hebrews 10:38-39. So let's read, if you'll be so kind, Pastor, to read 2 Corinthians 5:7.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. And thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for that prayer. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 5:7. The Spirit of God whets our appetite by giving us a taste of what's ahead, puts a little of heaven in our hearts so that we'll never settle for less. Amen.
Was that 2 Corinthians 5:7?
Please go, Pastor Hussein. Oh, no, that was 5:5. Okay, 7. The 7th verse reads, "In, but don't yet see, that keeps us going." Amen.
See, it's trusting God means looking beyond what we can see to what God sees. And if we can somehow, some way, brothers and sisters, if you'll just start looking at it through the eyes of God, okay? Even when it comes to righteousness is by faith. It ain't by what you do. It ain't by how much money you give. That's not the law of faith. You're governed by the law of faith, not how many songs you sing, how you pray, how many people you lay hands on. No. Righteousness, and I declare this unto you today, that righteousness means made right, justified. In Romans 3, we're going to go there. In Romans 3, verses 26 and verses 27, it says, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believed in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law or works? Nay, but by the law of faith. The law of faith. The 28th verse says, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. You are made right by faith. That's the law we're living in. That's the law we're living by.
Yes.
We've lived
Amen.
Long by physical laws. We need to live by the spiritual law.
Mm-hmm. Say that. Say that.
Did you have that in the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. Having faith in him sets us in the clear. God decided on this course of action, view of the public, to set the world in the clear with himself through sacrifice of Jesus. Finally, taking care of the sin he had so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God sets things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in his rightness. So that leave our proud Jewish insider claim and counterclaim cancel. Yes, cancel. What we learn is this. God does not respond to what we do. We respond to what God does. We finally figured it out. Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting him set the pace, not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade. Amen.
So, thank you. So here's what's happening, brothers and sisters. The law of faith is much of the same. It governs the forces of faith. See, understanding it is the actually foundation of living. That's why the Bible says we are to walk by faith and not by sight. God wants us to believe this law exists. You have to believe in the law.
Amen.
That's why they have laws. It governs. That's what the law's supposed to do. It ain't going to make you do anything, but it governs. So you're to use your faith to govern your life. So that's why it's so important to use faith. The Bible says without it, you can't please God. Stop trying to please God without faith. That's why it's so important that we understand what faith is. Faith is the word of God. Remember it said it's the substance? Yeah, faith is the substance of what you're hoping for. So what is your substance? I'm glad you asked. Your substance is what you depend on, what you're depending on.
Yeah.
Man's knowledge, what you feel, what you think. No, you're depending on what the Word of God says. So then faith is your substance, which happens to be the word of God. So you find a scripture and you stand on it. You don't get away from that. By his stripes, I'm healed.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what you're looking at. Doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't govern faith. See, your feelings can't govern. A lot of times people, they get in here, well, I wonder if the Lord's going to do this. Yes, he's going to do it, bless God. Of course he's going to do it. Stop being ridiculous. Yes, he's going to do it. How you know? How can you be assured? Here's how. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, then you're pleasing him. See? And if you don't use it, if you don't use faith, God don't have anything to do with you. Oh, I never read that way. You hadn't read everything. Because I'm sure it to you. You don't use faith, God don't have nothing for you. That's why it's important that you understand faith is the word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want more faith? Hear more words. That's all. Because Jesus is the word. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the living word, man. So you grab a scripture and you stand on it. You have to say it over and over and over, because so then faith comes by hearing. You can be repetitive. You can be, it doesn't matter. Okay, just let me keep it real for you. Over in Hebrews 10:38-39, I want y'all to see this. Hebrews 10. Don't y'all leave me. Stay there with me for a moment. Hebrews 10:38-39. Now the just shall live of faith. But if any man draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. You know what I told you? Mm. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the same of saving souls.
Amen, amen. Praise God. So Hebrews 10:38-39 from the Message Bible. Nothing they did bothers you. Nothing sets you back. So don't throw it all away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out, saying God's plan, so you'll be there for the promised completion. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any time. But anyone who is me thrives on loyal trust. If he cuts and runs, I won't be very happy. But we're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and survive. Trusting all the way. Amen.
Yeah. You see, that's how you know it. That's your substance. Faith is your substance.
Thank you.
Of what you're hoping for. So how you know? You got the word of God. You got the word of God. You standing on that. The Bible says now the just shall live by his faith. Over there in the book of Habakkuk, it said that you shall live by his faith. You can't live by my faith. You got to live by your own faith. In other words, you got to get your own scripture, stand on it. It can be the same scripture. Don't get that twisted. But I'm saying you have to depend on that, not me. Evangelist Renee, or what, 1 Peter 1:23. I mean, that woman, that was her foot. You could see the white meat. She didn't care what the doctor said. She didn't care what a family member said. She looked right at the enemy and said, by his stripes, I'm healed. Every day. Every day. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to tell you, brother.
Yeah.
You got to live by your faith. Don't draw back. Well, it ain't working. It is working.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to be able to see that is trusting God. Means looking beyond what we can see to what God
sees,
okay? That's how we understand the world. The evidence is not seen, but you can see it through the word. That's how the elders obtained a good report. It was through faith. And that's how we understand God did the worlds. God created all his worlds. Listen at this. Listen at this. He created these worlds by faith. So you need to see it through the eyes of God. That's how he did it. He did it through the word of God. So that the things which are seen, you know, they were not made of the things which do appear. Because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to live by what we see. Well, this thing came down. Don't get shaky. Don't get worried. Let it go. You got the word of God you standing on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It's just like, see, the word of God is your virus protector. I won't go there.
All right now.
But the word of God is your virus protector. You got a virus. Don't worry about it. You got a protector in there. You ain't worrying about what's going to hit it. Because, you know, you got protection. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to tell you about the word of God. When you standing on that word, just let the word of God come out. Don't talk about no but this, but that. And they say, I don't want to hear it. It ain't important. What's important at this stage is by his stripes, I'm healed. Above all, he want me to prepare possibly be in good health. I mean, I just want to hear what the word of God is saying.
Yeah.
So that's what you mean. That means to me, and I'm going to say this and we'll open it up. The word of God, which is your faith, is more necessary than oxygen.
All right.
I'm going to say that again. Because some of y'all may not even believe that, but I'm trying to tell you where we got to get to, where the body of Christ at. We have to solely depend on the word of God, because that's where your faith is. That's what pleases God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God don't have no pleasure in anybody who want to get off the word of God. Go back and read that scripture. Dissect it. Do your homework. God don't have no pleasure in you talking about, but this. God don't have any pleasure in that. There's no pleasure in that. He did pleasure in when we will stand on that word and confess it. That's what he get pleasure out of. And we're going to open it up. Hallelujah. Okay, let's see here. This is Evangelist. Let's see. Oh, this is Sister Laura here. Evangelist Laura.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just wanted to say, just revisit you saying that our faith governs our lives. To me, that really, like, is going to stick with me because govern definitely needs to control. So our faith controls our life. Depending on our faith is the level and also the limitations we put on God. So we can't put a limit on God, and we have to understand that we serve a limitless God. So just exercising our faith, understanding that we have total governance over our life through our faith, and just knowing that we can call things to be that are not through our faith and keep speaking it. And our faith will cause things to shift and take place in the atmosphere from heaven to earth. In the spiritual world, we can bring it into the physical world just by exercising that faith constantly. So thank you for saying that, because that is going to stick with me, and I'm going to start putting that into work. Using my faith to govern my life, because that's something I'm in the process of growing and increasing in, is exercising my faith. And I don't even know if my faith is as we're working on it. We're working on it.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Anyone else?
But Pastor, I like to read Habakkuk 2:4 from the Message Bible. Well, from King James, then the Message Bible, then the New Living. And it says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. That man, bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but so empty. But the person in right standing before God through a loyal and steady believing is fully alive, really alive. And then from the New Living, it says, look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, see, if the just shall live by his faith, you got to live by your faith. Thank you for bringing that out, Pastor. I really appreciate it. So you got to live by your faith. And we're going to leave it there unless someone else has something else they want to share. I just think it's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, to know that the Word of God is not changing, okay? It's not. You and let me tell you something else, too. I appreciate what Evangelist Thor said. See, you got to put a watch over your own self.
That's right.
You got to be a steward over your own self. You got to look at that thing and evaluate it and say, you know what? Here's what I need to do. And when you see that, then act on it. We're going to pick it up tomorrow right there because we're to live a faith. We're pleasing God. Don't forget that now. All time, we really don't please God, but the Bible says that if we're going to please God by our work, it ain't going to work. But works alone doesn't please God. The Bible says without faith, because you can have works all day long, but without it being mixed with faith, it's not going to work, okay? Just that
simple. Amen.
Okay, well, hey, I will see y'all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.